we had no idea, no inkling, didn't have Kylie posters up or anything. I know that's...
Just to play into the stereotype.
It's so funny, yes. But it's actually true, you know. We had no idea. However, we came home from a weekend away, had a letter, dear mum and dad, I'm gay.
So it was a letter? He didn't actually do it face-to-face?
No, it was a letter. Now, you know, we had a lot to deal with at that point. There was the regimental side of it where it's not quite, you know, there are still prejudices in the regiment. There are the Christianity side of it that we had to deal with. But there's also, which was most poignant to me as a mother, although not to my husband, I don't think, but as a mother, with all of those things, I felt that we let him down. I had to deal with that. That was the most difficult
thing. In what way?
In that he had to keep it to himself for 25 years. I felt we let him down, and as a mother, that was very, very difficult. Having said that, moving on, we met up and we talked about it, and 2 years later, here we are. We have the best relationship that we've ever had with our now 27-year-old son. He's amazing. On top of that, I haven't told you there was another side of it. He's also a Met police officer. So he's got three things. There was the regiment, there was the religion, and there's also the fact that he's a policeman. And so there were lots of barriers for him.
And has he come out at work?
Well, yes, but what I can only say to you that he's not outwardly camp or anything, that he's just what everyone calls a straight guy. He's just a straight gay. Everyone calls him the straight gay. So he announced it to work. If somebody asked him, but it was very difficult. I spent 48 hours in my dressing room, lying on the floor crying. When I found out, but what we've done is, you know, talked it through. We've been able to move on. Luckily, I'm so aware that there are people that doesn't happen with, but our friends have been the most supportive you could ever imagine. You do think initially, no one's going to like me anymore. We're going to be thrown out of the regimental family and the Christian family, and work's not going to like me because I work somewhere that's Christian related. But, you know, life goes on. And what Dustin Jobs Welby has said is amazing for a family like us. You know, life does go on, but we are so aware how lucky we are that, you know, we've not been affected by prejudices. We've had to reevaluate what we feel about life.
Yeah. And did your husband react in any way different to you?
He didn't want to talk about it. That's the way that they deal with stuff in the army. You know, we don't talk about it. Yeah. Nothing's changed. We're moving on. And that's how it's been. For me as a mother, I've wanted to talk, you know, and all night long till the sun comes up to everyone. But I've kind of moved on from that. And now I'm so proud of him. It's just a fantastic feeling. He's got this... and I'll tell you that the reason why I was so upset was because I'd felt through all my life that gay's got a raw deal, that there was a seedy side to being gay, and that was because they had to keep it quiet because of the prejudices that happened. But, you know, the initial thought was, oh, no, my son's not going to have a life. He's going to be to die an old spinster with three cats in a little flat. Honestly, that is really
but you see,
the initial
yeah,
thought.
And you see, had this happened 30 years ago, you would have probably been right.
I was so worried. That is so true. And, you know, what an inspiration. Here I am talking to you, who I love and listen to every day on my way home. And I can actually say it. Everyone would have said 2 years ago when I got told, they would have thought, Maria's never going to get over this. She's never going to get over this. I was that devastated. But there was a side to it of compassion. And my compassion was, I wasn't there for him. He went through all those teenage years, not knowing, having to deal with it.
That is a natural reaction. The other natural reaction I think that many parents have in this circumstance, and my mother had this reaction when I told her, was that, well, are we to blame? Is there something that we've done that has made you that way?
Exactly. What did I do wrong? Was it the regiment? Was it the Christian bit? Was it all of this stuff? And, you know...
Should I have bought him sooty rather than sweep?
Yes. He's got a lovely man in his life now who's, you know, who's a vet, and it's just so.
Now, how
amazing.
Did that go when you were introduced to the boyfriend for the first time? However much you accept it, that must have been slightly awkward.
No, it was fun because, you know, they look like brothers. They are an amazing couple. I've now got two sons where I only had one.
Mm.
He could have bought a girl home and been unhappy for 20 years and ruined her life, ruined their children's life that they may have had, and then come out, you know.
And, you know, the shame of our society is that there are so many men and women who do that, who, knowing that they have these feelings, still get married and then maybe 10 years afterwards announce it. And, I mean, I can't imagine the shattering blow that must be to the partner. So, I mean, at least that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And I have to say, it was earth-shattering for me. My heart was ripped in half because I did not want him to live what I would have classed not a normal life.
Mm.
But we had a conversation and it was amazing. He explained, "Mum, this is normal for me. This is my normal. I don't know what normal being straight is. That's me."
And what will he say when you tell him you've been on the radio talking about it?
He'll say, "Oh, my God, Mother, what are you doing to me?"